Wisconsin is home to thousands of effigy mounds. These are ancient earthen monuments built by Native American peoples of the region more than 1,000 years ago. The earthworks take the shapes of bears, birds, snakes, and more. Robert Birmingham served as Wisconsin State Archaeologist from 1989 to 2004 and is a retired professor of anthropology at UW-Waukesha. His new book is called Ancient Effigy Mound Landscapes of Upper Midwestern North America, co-written by the current state archaeologist, Amy Roseborough. Bob spoke with Rob Ferret last week.
As we walk around Wisconsin, I've seen, of course, a lot of mounds in parks and elsewhere. I didn't realize how many of these mounds we have and had and have lost in the state. Can you give us a sense of how widespread these mounds, the effigy mounds in particular, are in Wisconsin?
Well, originally, we estimate that about 15,000 to 20,000 mounds were built largely in southern Wisconsin, but throughout the state as well, and in adjacent states. But the actual effigy mounds were a part of that, and maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 to 5,000 mounds were what we call effigy mounds.
Right, and you are interested in all kinds of mounds. This book focuses on the effigy mounds, though. What do we mean by effigy mound?
An effigy mound is an ancient Native American burial mound made of earth that was shaped in the form of animals and supernatural beings. And natural animals, for example, bears, canines of various sorts, but also supernatural beings that are important to a Native people even today. Spirit beings like thunderbirds that create thunder. They're associated with storms and lightning flashes out of their eyes, but they're very good to human beings and so on. And many mounds are these bird mounds that we recognize as thunderbirds. And another supernatural being very common in Wisconsin and other places is a long-tailed water spirit, is what the Ho-Chunk call them. The Menominee call them a great underground water panther. Their forms is again supernatural. They inhabit lakes and rivers, and they're conceived of having a panther-like body with a very long tail and horns. They're kind of composite. There's something you don't see every day. That is also a common effigy mound form here in southern Wisconsin.
The creation of these effigy mounds, I read in your book, had kind of a heyday in terms of time. What is the time range we're talking about for when people were building these effigy mounds?
Well, the effigy mounds themselves date between about 750 and 1100 AD, so a few centuries, only a few centuries, after which the whole custom of building burial mounds faded and culture changed. And that after about 1200 AD or so, we don't find Native people building mounds. They buried their dead in cemeteries very much like the Euro-Americans did. So the several centuries were involved during which they made these effigy mounds. Now, burial mounds in general started to be built thousands of years ago, 1,000 years before effigy mounds. The first mounds, in fact, were large, round mounds, conical mounds, that covered tombs with usually a lot of people buried. And then, almost suddenly, the custom changed and people started to build these effigy mounds, which were lower, and they also covered tombs. But the tombs usually had only one or maybe two people in them, and which has given us the idea that burial was not the primary purpose. It was, in fact, making the effigy. And the effigies, in our view, are not simply statues or earth sculptures. In the minds of the people who were making these, they were actually bringing these spirits back into existence at places where they dwell.
And that's one of the fascinating things of the book. You look into the minds, to the extent we can, of the people who made these mounds and the spiritual view of the world. You have earth animals, water animals, or spirits, like the water right. spirit you're talking about, and then birds, of course, figure very prominently. And that's a worldview being expressed in these mounds.
Exactly so. The approach we take, and it's an approach that's only been around for a little while among archaeologists who are focused on data and artifacts and things like that. And the approach is called an ideological approach, in that it takes into account worldview and the religious beliefs of the people involved in certain phenomena, like effigy mounds. Now, we're often talking about these mounds as comprising landscapes. Some mound groups are huge. And these landscapes are what we would call cultural or sacred or symbolic landscapes, with the caveat that when I say symbolic, again, we're not talking about sculptures, but in fact, these forms are the actual spirits in the minds of the people. So it does require us to think as much as we can like the ancient native people. And that information is accessible, of course, because native people are still among with us, you know. And for example, among the Ho-Chunk, we have clans that are Thunderbird, Water Spirit, Bears, the same forms that we see in the past. So that information is not guesswork.
You just mentioned the Bear Clan. Last year, we talked to Richie and Casey Brown from the Bear Clan of the Ho-Chunk Nation. They've been surveying and marking mounds around the state together for decades. Here's a little of what the son, Casey, had to say about his view of the mounds.
All these mounds are going to be very different through the year, and it's just interesting to look at it from a different way where it's not necessarily just fully based on the archaeology, but also the indigenous perspective and, you know, how people are affected by them, both native and non-native.
That's something that archaeologists have been doing, not since the beginning of looking at these mounds, but for some time now, trying to get that perspective from people like Casey.
Yes, exactly right. And again, it does involve in immersing ourselves into a worldview that is different from most archaeologists, and also thinking, again, that the basis of these societies is going to be beliefs about the universe.
We're talking to Bob Birmingham, former state archaeologist, co-author with Amy Roseborough, the current state archaeologist of the book Ancient Effigy Mound Landscapes of Upper Midwestern North America. What does it mean to you when you are at a mound, Bob, and looking at it and having this connection with people who built these, maybe practiced rituals there as much as 1,000 years ago?
Yeah, it's very exciting. And what's happened to me, interestingly, over the years is I've gotten very used to it because I live in a neighborhood here in Madison, Wisconsin, in which mounds are very common. And in fact, throughout Madison area and the Four Lakes area, these mounds are very common. So it's a part of my present environment. And it's not a matter of surprising exploration, you know, because they're so visible and so accessible. But when I first got to Madison from Milwaukee and started a job at the Wisconsin Historical Society, I was, in fact, blown away by how many of these effigy mounds were here in Madison and the lakes surrounded. And that's really what got me interested into finding out more about these and doing research about these and in fact, writing about this, explaining what a spectacular phenomena this actually is.
I want to talk a little bit about preservation. We've lost a lot of these mounds. Last year, we talked to Kurt Sampson with the Dodge County Historical Society. He's got a volunteer group called the Effigy Mounds Initiative that helps register mounds with the state and take care of them. Here's a listen to Kurt.
These mounds are all part of our unique cultural heritage as a people in Wisconsin. And as you know, archaeological resources are a non-renewable resource, and once they're destroyed, they're gone forever. So I think it's part of our collective cultural heritage that all of us care for these sites at this point.
And in the book, I see there was a kind of a turning point some decades back where we stopped or tried to stop plowing these mounds under or building over them. How important has that bed preservation been?
It has been spectacular. First of all, we have to start with the fact that, again, in the past, largely in the 19th century and early part of the 20th century, most mounds were in fact plowed away, mostly plowed, but also destroyed. People did not have the appreciation as they do right now. In the early part of the 20th century, however, there arose one great individual named Charles E. Brown, who worked at the Wisconsin Historical Society. He was the director of the museum, and he, like myself later on, was impressed with so many mounds and also very upset that these were disappearing. He understood the archaeological significance of these, and so he and a group called the Wisconsin Archaeological Society actually made it their mission to save every mound that they could. Charlie himself even went on a new vehicle for reaching people, Wisconsin Public Radio, and gave weekly lectures talking about the importance of respecting Native American cultures and preserving their sites. But he used many different techniques, public education, calling individuals on the carpet for destroying the mounds. One famous example is that there were mounds being destroyed here in Madison, and he wrote the mayor at the time a letter saying they should not be destroyed, and the mayor wrote back and said, okay, we'll save them. And now we have something like a dozen parks here in Madison because he explained this to public officials who even incorporated in city plans parks that would preserve these ancient monuments. In fact, the effort to preserve effigy mounds and mounds in general was the first organized historic preservation program in the United States. And it was about preserving Native people. Now it's also, of course, historic buildings. But this was a well-organized effort campaign that was very successful after the fact that many had been so terribly destroyed.
Bob, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this work with us.
Thank you for having me.
That is former state archaeologist Robert Birmingham talking with Rob Ferret. His new book is called Ancient Effigy Mound Landscapes of Upper Midwestern North America, co-authored with the current state archaeologist Amy Roseborough.